The best management practices of cover cropping in almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. It's a new manual that focuses a lot of information on potential cover cropping in almonds. Vivian Waters is a postdoctoral fellow at UC Davis. She's the lead author on this manual. She noted that if growers don't get the winter rains they need to help germinate those seeds for the cover crop, they can always use micro sprinklers if they have that.
Yep, definitely. So really, it depends on what kind of irrigation system you have. And there are some growers who have a little bit more flexibility if they have a drip line, but then they have micro sprinklers, or they'll flood just once in the fall. That also is to deal with their gopher issue, but then they usually use drips. So that there's just a lot of variation, and we were really wanting to make sure that we were speaking to the opportunities that growers have and not dictating what somebody should do, because every orchard's different. We want to be speaking to the opportunities so that a grower can look through the best management practices guide and say, oh, so based on what my orchard looks like, here's what would make the most sense for me.
We asked Waters what growers do with the cover crop at the end of the season prior to harvest.
What we found is that most growers are mowing it down and then mowing multiple times. So they're not disking the cover crop in, partially because they don't want to disturb the soil too much because they want it to be really nice for harvest and not have to go back and do too much work prep the ground for harvest.
Go to almonds.com for a copy. A cover crop, best management practices in almonds. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.